Hello again. This is Tegan Paulson back again for another S313 audio log. This one is actually just me. I have a little story that I recorded right after Dawn Watch, couple days back here. I will let me take it away, I suppose. Next episode, not planned yet, but we'll see what happens. Here's Dawn Watch. Okay, so I just got off of my first Dawn Watch. Actually, it is B-Watch's first Dawn Watch that we've just finished. It is 08:01 in the morning. We just got finished with breakfast. And I think Dawn Watch might just have been my favorite of the watches so far. Dawn Watch, okay, so Dawn Watch, you get up at usually about, you know, midnight 30 or so, and you report to deck. Your watch starts at 0100, so that's 1 a.m. in the morning. And we get up there, we do our little, like, watch meeting to turn over the watch. We take it from a watch who's been up there since 1900 or 7 p.m. And I get to the lookout first. I'm there for about an hour. It's great. Nothing happens. It's just dark. Dark, and I'm watching the stars, and that's great. It's honestly wonderful. And just, you know, standing at the head of the bowsprit, not head of the bowsprit, but, like, you know, still on deck, and you can see the bowsprit in front of you. So you're at really the edge of the deck, at the front of the deck, front of the ship. And I end up back. I get relieved by Scout. Scout's one of the professional crew. They come up and they relieve me at the lookout. And I go back to the helm. And I'm on helm for probably half an hour when Scout comes back. And Scout is talking to Olivia, and I don't really make out what they're talking about because I'm focusing on trying to keep the ship on course. 125 bearing 125 mostly southeast, something like that. And a scout comes and relieves me at the helm and says, go to the forward, there's dolphins. And I hurry up to the lookout position at the top of the fore of the ship, and Ren and Julia are already there, and we just sit and we look over the side, and among the breaking water at the front of the ship, it's sparkling with bioluminescence, like little brief star sparks almost in the water, in the frothing water at the front. Little sparkling spots. And B, there are these two dolphins who are just dancing in our bow wave. And at this point, we're probably going 6.5 knots, something like that. And they are rolling over each other and shooting around, and you just see the outline of these dolphins. And, like, this bioluminescent zooplankton are just lighting up like they are not happy, right? The zooplankton are like, what is happening? This is really weird. What's going on? And it's just dolphins shooting by them. But the dolphins, you can track, like, they will move. They shoot away from the ship, and you could see in their tracks this line of bioluminescent algae. And the whole shit, like, you're still moving at 6.5 knots. So it's shooting back into the bow wave and the wake, and then they come back and they roll over each other, and the dorsal fins are outlined by this glow. Watched them for probably 4 or 5 minutes before they got tired, whatever it is dolphins get, shot off into the darkness. And that was incredible. So, first dawn watch, definitely a good one. Loved being up at night, despite the lack of sleep. All right, that's Deegan out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of S313's Audio Log. Until next time, this is Deacon Paulson, standing down.